I'm under strict orders from Paul Barker, who is in here, that I should represent him. So I was gonna go cut my hair during the break, but we ran out of time.
In business, everything you do, in marketing management, everything you do is driven by your primary target audience. Okay? The reason why old folks like me suffer through the rock and roll worship is because I am aware of the primary target congregants. Okay? And so, Pastor Joey mentions this every now and then, that even though he and Steve would prefer some other kind of music, we suffer through the music we go through because of the primary target congregant, you see. And that's a test of whether a business is consistent with its strategy. Victory is extremely consistent, and I think you've discovered that just this afternoon. Okay? Accidentally. Okay? So, it's always, what's my product? Who's my target? Okay? What value am I supposed to deliver? To whom am I supposed to deliver this? And as long, you should not lose sight of what value you want to deliver and who is it that you are primary targeting. Okay? Of course, problems occur. When the parents come and it's too loud, what happens? You know, as long as that teenage kid's behavior changed for the better. Okay? Senator Enrile, after his son Jackie came to the Lord, this is a story that he said, whatever it is that Jackie got, I want. And he was, on that basis, a parent will go through extreme lengths because in his failure as a father or mother, what he could not do for his kid, Victory did. Of course, we know better. It's Jesus did. But that's why the strategy is, sound. The strategy is sound. See, when a business tries to satisfy everybody. Okay, because if you remember, if you say our primary target congregant is every living soul in Metro Manila, and my response to you is, good luck. Okay, those are probably your last words, because you'll die. Because what Victory is doing is we're saying, okay, we're gonna target these folks here. Okay, we will not make everyone happy. But if we target these folks here, we know we will get more than these folk. You see, that's the strategy, and that you're doing that very well. Praise the Lord. Okay, session two. This is fun. This is going to be fun. You're going to be marketing managers sooner than you think. Okay. Session two is the ATR principle. Everyone say ATR principle. For awareness, trial, and repeat. Everyone say, awareness, trial, and repeat. Okay? The congregant's awareness and positive attitude towards victory always precede a trial visit. And the key word there is always. And look at the statement. The congregant's awareness. I mean, if I'm not aware of Victory the Fourth, of course I will not go to Victory the Fourth. I don't even know it exists. So I need to be aware. And then I must be favorably disposed. Okay, so awareness and a positive attitude towards victory always precede a trial visit. The congregant's actual experience during the visit determines whether there will be a repeat visit and ultimately brand loyalty. So, I'm a first-time congregant. I'm made aware of Victory the Fourth. Why? Because I'm from University of Makati. And someone from Victory came to the university. I bumped into him in the canteen, shared the gospel with me, and invited me, after many weeks, invited me to attend the Fort. So I became aware of the Fort because of a campus missionary in UMAC. And I'm favorably disposed because of my relationship with this campus missionary. So awareness and favorably disposed equals trial visit. So I come gingerly walking into the fort on one Sunday. My experience during that worship service will determine whether I will repeat the visit. So awareness, trial, and repeat. Very simple. Okay? If you are not aware, you're not going to visit. How can you visit? You're not aware. Okay. The trial visit will be repeated if the experience was positive. Neutral to positive. If it's negative, likely I will not repeat. So, if you want trial visitors, increase awareness. There's a relationship. Okay. Look at the chart. The circles. Okay. Pink is the total market in Metro Manila. Yellow is that part of the market that's aware of victory. Purple is those who will try. And blue are those who will repeat. If the market is 100%, say 10 million people in Metro Manila, 80% were made aware by virtue of the fact that they passed by the fort and they see it, or a friend of them told them about it. They try, not all of them will try, but some of the aware will try. Let's say 60% of the 80% tried, and 30% liked what they experienced, so they repeated. If you multiply 100 by 80, that's 80, that's 0.8. 60 times 80 is 48, and 30 times 48 is 14.4. Your potential market share, if you want, is 14.4. Okay? Now, turn to the chart, the bar, okay? The principle, trial visitors, people who are aware of victory and have an interest to visit because of a positive disposition towards victory or towards a friend from victory. Repeat visitors, visitors who are happy enough with their first visit to visit victory again. Frequent repeat visitors are satisfied repeat visitors who signify brand loyalty. I'm going to come back here all the time. Okay. Of course, when I first, some people come for the first time, and the preacher is Steve Merle. And Steve's funny, and he's friendly, and he's humble. And wow, I like this guy. I'm going to come back here. So the next time he comes back, and it's not Steve. But see, the strength of the value is that it does not rest on the preacher. Because whoever preaches is only X percent of the value. Wow. Maybe it's 20% of the value. 80% of it is something else, you see. Wow. So we are invulnerable to the absence of a star preacher. Yes, the test of value. Will people come back even if Steve is not the preacher? Okay? So awareness, trial, and repeat dynamics. This is how it works, okay? Slide. Year one. Ayaw. Yun. Remember, awareness, trial is related to awareness, and repeat is related to trial. So year one, low awareness, low trial, low repeat. You increase awareness. You keep engaging people in the campuses. The chances that your trial will increase is very high. And if your trial increases, if we are consistent in value delivery during worship services, the repeats will increase. Okay? Year three. Increase trial more. Awareness more. Hahatakan niya yung trial. And as long as you're consistent in delivering value during worship services, the repeats will follow. Year four. And so forth and so on. You want to increase trial, you increase awareness. You want to increase repeats, make sure the worship experience is fantastic. Neutral to fantastic. Okay, very simple. This is marketing 101. And by the way, I have not seen this in a book. This was given to me by my marketing director in Del Monte, who's BS math, for crying out loud. He loves a formulating thing. And when I saw it, I said, Pareko, that's brilliant. Okay? This is the ATR principle. You'll not find this in a book. If you find this in a book, will you text me? Because I want to buy that book. Okay, now. Again, trial visits are induced by awareness of and a positive disposition towards the church. We never advertise. Diba? There's no billboard that says, come to Victory, please. There's no TV commercial. There's no radio commercial. The advertising is the engaging. Word of mouth. Okay? You engage, you increase awareness. You engage authentically, you induce trial. If the people in church do their jobs well, we induce repeats. Okay? So every detail counts. So the principle is this. Everyone is part of marketing.
Yes.
Okay? From the parking attendant, the beater, to the one who calibrates the air conditioning, to the one who calibrates the sound system, of course, to the preacher, to the ones, to the ushers, you know, God forbid they'll have bad breath, to the ones serving the elements and collecting the elements. Everyone is part of marketing because you want to produce an experience. So hindi mo pwede sabihin, guard lang ako eh. I'm not part of promoting awareness. Of course you are. Anyone who is in contact, okay? All right. To induce trial, increase awareness, and ensure a positive disposition among target congregants. To encourage repeat visits, ensure visit experiences are at least satisfactory, if not positively delightful. Okay, now, we have three case studies. Case study number one. Case number one. Click. Here is a church in Metro Manila. By the way, hypothetical ito. Okay, so don't try to figure out who church this is. It's hypothetical. High awareness, low trial. And as a result, low repeat. Case number one. Case number two. High awareness, high trial, low repeat. They bring people in, but people don't come back. Case number three. High awareness, high trial, high repeats. It's a home run. Okay, now, there are six groups. I want you to volunteer anong case ang gusto ninyo. First come, first serve. Two. Okay, tapos na ang case two. One. Aturing kayo? One and one. Okay, tapos na ang one. One and one. Oh, three. Three and? Three. Do all groups have a case? No. Lahat na? Okay, case one. How many groups are doing case one? This group and that group. Okay, case two. Case two. That group and this group. Case three. That group and this group. Kanino kayo kasama dito, no? Okay. All right. So, here's the instructions. Okay, here's the instructions. For your assigned case, discuss with your group to answer two questions. What are the possible issues? But nagkakaganyan ang results natin. What are the possible issues? Number two, what should be looked into and adjusted, eliminated, or introduced? Okay? So this is a brainstorming session. Any questions? Ready? 10 minutes. Go. What should be looked into refers to the product. Five more.
Oi! Enough de trilogy, oh! Trilogy!
Seconds. More time? Sige. 2 minutes. 2 more minutes. Raise your hand if you need more time. Sige. How about 3 minutes? Last 3 minutes. 3:09. 30 seconds. Okay, can I have your attention, please? We have what I want to hear from all the groups. So we have a volunteer, case three first. And then, you guys want to follow their case three? Case three kayo, no? So case three, and then who wants to go next?
Case two.
Case two. Who's case two? Okay, so 3, 2, 1. Okay? Oh, sige. Case three.
Okay.
2 minutes, huh? 2 minutes.
Is it on?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time is it?
It's ATR time!
Okay, so for our for our possible issues, kasi we're on the high, dude.
Yes,
we're high, dude.
Case three is all about being high.
High awareness, high trial, and high repeats.
Yes, that's why we're high.
Okay, so. The first possible issue is sustainability, di ba?
That's right, CJ. It's King. I'm confused.
Okay.
Another possible issue is complacency.
Yes. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng complacency?
Being complacent.
Okay, number three. Focus on the crowd and number.
Focus on the crowd and number.
Okay, inulit mo lang yung sinabi ko. So, what do we need to do?
What do we need to do?
Yes, that's the question.
We need to look on the load of the workforce, everyone involved, pastors, staff, and volunteers.
To avoid burnout, okay. Number two.
We need to look on the consistency of values. What do we value?
Oh, baka mamaya, nawawala na yung value natin.
Exactly. Third is to look on the layering of leadership. The question is?
Who's next?
Exactly. Ano to? Codification of values for the next generation. In other words...
You write it down.
Write it down.
What
down
works?
What? You write down what?
You write down what works.
What
para
has been
it
working?
Can be duplicable.
Why have we have been high awareness, high trial, high repeats. And lastly, look on the feedback mechanism, which is?
The people, the process, and the structure.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, case three. Case three.
Hello. We had a lot in common. So I'll just read through what yung hindi na mentioned.
No,
or do I just read everything? Okay. We wrote down sustainability of the growth, the quality of the people you produce, consistency, which they also mentioned, burnout of staff, even volunteers, taking care of the base, which we mentioned a while ago. Pag malaki na, it's harder to take care of the people. And then complacency. Next is... Next is your leadership development, expansion, codification, and then sending out leaders. Like if you're successful, you're able to help, for example, other churches, what you're doing right, and... continuous feedback and evaluation system. So.
Thank you. Very good. Case number two. Who's going to go first? Ay, sila na muna. Okay. Case two.
All right. Case two is high awareness, high trial, and then low repeats. Certain issues that we've looked into, it's possible the reason why there's high awareness and high trial is there's actually good marketing going on. But the question is, how are we, parang what is the kind of marketing that we're doing? It's possible the reason why there's low retention is we're possibly over promising and then under delivering. Okay. Or we're actually saying... false things during the marketing. We're gonna have animals during the show. And then, wala. So, it's also possible that poor worship experience, or it's just Parang they're just going through the motions. Or also, there's no target congregant. That's why there's a high awareness because they're probably just everywhere telling people, inviting people to try.
But even if that were true, if the experience were good, they'll come back.
Right. So some of the things that we need to look into. Nagbibinatabo. Ang awkward. Some of the things that we need to look into or address or eliminate. Number one, the message. Is it? It's possible that it's irrelevant already, or it's too deep or too hard. People tend to have that feeling of they're getting drowned with the message. Using of too much religious jargons, or if it's too long. Okay. Like those spirit-led services where they last for 4 hours. Atmosphere, is it welcoming? Is it friendly? Probably the people are too weird. There's just really a culture where people are just... They prophesy, mga katabi mo lang, pa-prophesy ko, I have a word for you, I just met you today. Mga ganong. Facilities also, is there... is it accessible? It's possible that it's hard to go to. They tried it, but they had a hard time going back. Is it excellent? The security also, especially for the kids. Is there a good kids church or a ministry for the kids that will cater to the children of those who are going? Parking for is there parking for people who with cars? Siempre. And last, it's also possible that the church is running based on preference in terms of my personal preferences lang of the people, or for example in staff, they're not really looking outside. They're not really missional. They're not catering to the people that they're inviting.
Inward looking instead of out.
Yes.
In.
Okay. So there.
Excellent. Big hand. Thank you. Case number two.
Case number two, high awareness, high trial, low repeats. Issues. The first time experience is disappointing. Okay. Promises were not delivered. Okay. Expectations are not met. Is inconsistency in the execution part.
Yep.
During the experience, just a little bit of background, we focus on the experience itself. So we just see that there's nothing wrong with the advertisement and the social awareness or the awareness of the people. What needs to be revisit or ano yung kailangan revisit are the values and the execution, and then what needs to be introduced, yung feedback from the repeats. So it will be a jumping point on where we really want to go, especially in the execution process.
In fact, people are not asked why they didn't come back.
Yes.
So there's no feedback.
Yeah, I mean, the whole feedback thing, so at least we know where we are. Yep. Or how we can gauge what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, yung iba kasi nasabi na.
All right, good, thank you very much. Case one, who's got case one? All right.
Okay, for our group, it's high awareness, low trial, and low repeats. Although it's a bit hard to analyze because we don't actually have a case.
Fix the class.
Sorry. We don't actually have a case. But based from some exchanges of stories, we actually realized there were some cases in our history that we encountered this high awareness, low trial, low repeats. So here are the issues. One is a negative reputation or a disposition towards what our experience. So it's possible that there could be some strained relationships. So the awareness is established, but it's not positive or negative.
Why don't you mention the ministry so that people can appreciate it?
Okay. So we were looking back. We remembered one case of one campus. Ano na? Itago na. Where... Hirap eh, kasi may history. Sige, UST. UST actually, hirap eh. UST, tapos na. In UST, Every Nation Campus Ministries, when it was Youth on Fire, it was actually banned. So even though the center is already right across, people weren't attending the services, the students. So the factors considering it were because it was banned. So people were aware that there were events that are happening, but people weren't encouraged by the school. And because it's a Catholic school, it has a negative reputation towards the Christian church. And we were the nearest Christian church in the periphery. So there was an obvious attack or banning against it. And then the other, for some other right, possible...
That's a classic example of unfavorable external environment.
And the other issues that could possibly be stressed is accessibility. Then the location, but in our case it wasn't. And then the schedule and the safety and security, which also was one of the things that actually happened when UBelt first started to meet in Recto. There were students who were interested, they were aware that there are youth services, but they didn't want to come because they were scared to die. Because of the aisle and the dark streets in Recto, which was real. And then some of the adjustments that could be done is that we can reevaluate the schedules and the location, and then we can survey feasible schedules and find strategies where we could build better relationships and build a good reputation, such as rebrand and repackage what we do and who we are so that we can do away with the old and negative connotations that we had. And we can also improve the worship service experiences and equip people how to create positive awareness.
And in that specific case, what happened?
We had to rebrand. So from this was one of the valid reasons why the shift from Youth on Fire had to be Every Nation Campus Ministry. And from ENCM, it had to be Lifebox. It had to create positive awareness for Catholic campuses.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, so who's next? Okay, guys.
I'm going to speak like this. Keep your attention. We have the same answers as them. Okay. Tuloy natin. Is this being recorded? My name is Addo. Despite high awareness, the positive disposition is lacking. And we believe it's because of a poor public image. Poor external factors, or an attractive value proposition or delivery. What do we mean by public image? Maybe there's some bad reputation. Maybe there's a poor public relationship. Maybe some members were featured in the news. Maybe they're a cult. Maybe the people need to invite some more. Maybe the members need some work with their engage abilities. Maybe the target congregants do not like the members. They're like, I don't want to be like you. There ain't no victory in your life. Maybe you're looking in a bad location. I don't want to go to church in Tondo. Why ain't there no church over here at Das Marinas or Forbes? Maybe there's an unattractive value proposition. What kind of black man says that? The church service itself is not enough to make people want to go. It's boring. It's too deep, like he said. Too deep? We suggest enhancing positive disposition, whatever the hell that means. We need to get some feedback. Not by your hell. But that's what we think. Thank you very much, y'all.
Which case has a... Gans, whatever you said, I agree with you, okay? Which case has a product problem? Case two, okay? In other words, you were able to bring people in, but the execution, nandito yung execution rigor. The execution was sloppy. So the value was not delivered. You see. In fact, if you don't deliver value, you negate value. Okay? So people don't come back. So, and what you do is top to bottom. I mean, yeah, the church leadership, church must meet and say, look, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. And it's top to bottom. That's where you do an issue identification exercise. And you will spare no sacred cow. I mean, if it's the preacher, we'll tell him. Yeah. If it's the ushers, we'll tell them. If it's, you see, no, because this is where you need to face the brutal facts of your business. See, it takes a lot of humility. It takes a lot of love so you can deliver bad news gently. Okay. Because case two is classic. You know, and it behooves us when the Spirit leads people to us that we don't lose them. It's hard enough to bring people in. But when we get the people in, we ought not to lose them. We ought to keep, to retain them. Something, Jesus, that your fruit might remain. And that's where execution comes in. Okay? We need to execute so excellently so that the repeats are high. Okay? So you're on top to bottom. And what you do there is issue identification exercise. What are the issues? Why are people not coming back? I mean, imagine that a church, every time you welcome people, 80% of the congregation stands up because they're always new, you know, because they never come back. So, all right. So that's the most straightforward case here is case number two. You know what the problem is. It's somewhere within the worship experience. Okay. What about case number one? Why don't people want to come to our church? Well, in your case, which is excellent, you know, there's an external environment which is unfavorable. It's called the Catholic University is banning their students from joining us because we represent another religion. So, do we change the product? Of course not, because that's God's product. But we can rebrand, which is brilliant. So, you change the cover to make it more inviting, okay? What other issues are there? High awareness but low trial. Okay, that is a very specific case. What might possibly be other issues?
No specific target.
Okay. Well, no. Okay. The campus people have done their jobs. Okay, and many people are aware. Kasi high awareness eh. Why don't they want to come? What might be the issues?
Came out. There was a time when Magandang Gabi Bayan featured a religious group. There are members who are leaving families to do religious activities, and they're disrespecting their parents. And so it's in national news. And so the awareness is so high, but because they were featured as a negative group, nobody wants to try and attend.
Okay. That's one. Let's take more normal circumstances. People are aware of a Victory Church. How come they don't want to come?
I don't want what I think you have to offer.
Okay. But the awareness is high. Exactly. It might be a location issue. Okay. Accessibility, that's a very real issue. Okay, what else?
Schedule,
yeah. Could, but schedule might be a repeat issue.
Because they change the time of the from 7 o'clock to 5 because parents won't allow.
Okay, yeah, all right, good. Could be, it could be location, schedule, all under the banner of convenience. Okay? I mean, remember, a new congregant is not yet a committed Christian. I mean, he or she is just trying the waters. So we have to baby them. We have to cater to their needs. See? So we have to be user-friendly or new congregant-friendly. What else? High awareness, low trial.
Because
I know where you are, but I'm not going to go there. Why? Let's say the schedule is convenient and the location is convenient. Why don't I want to go there? There's only one other reason.
It could be a wrong connotation of the group. For instance, Victory is perceived as elitist, so we want to reach the ground level
possible?
People.
Yes?
No relationships.
Yes? Okay. Yeah, it's an attitude thing. If it's convenient for me, but I still don't want to go, I might be aware of it. But I don't want to. I don't want to. Okay, so there's nothing you can do about that. Okay. Nothing you can do. Okay, what about case number 3? High awareness, high trial, high repeats. I think the two groups identified the issues. Okay, you could be complacent. You ought not to be complacent, okay? So you must embark on a continuous improvement program. Keep on getting feedback and refine the feedback mechanism so that you bring yourself to a new level of excellence, okay? Look at the workload. Maybe people could burn out. The most important thing to me is codification. As I was suggesting, both groups picked it up and I just offered the word codification. When you have a successful church, you want to write down the processes that work. Why? Because you want to propagate it to other churches. Okay. Or you might want to transfer some of the leaders here to other churches so you propagate the DNA. And you get people from other churches into this church, it becomes a training church. Okay? So that you propagate the DNA. The prayer is that there will be 4 or 5 of these churches in Metro Manila so that we can replicate the success experiences to the provincial churches. Okay. Do you like this exercise?
Yes.
This is simple. It is intuitively correct. And this is what outstanding marketing people do. Okay. Do the ATR. Okay. 341.